A word for you from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. This is the Apostle Paul writing, telling us that if somebody is in Christ, he is a new creation. What does it mean to be in Christ? Well, essentially it means to be a Christian. But more than that, it means that your identity is with Christ. You are in Christ. Your faith is in Christ. Because of what Christ has done for you, you can put all of your hope, trust, and confidence in Him. And what is the result of this? It's new birth. It's what we call justification. It means that your sins have been taken away. And at this point, we are made new creatures. He says that you are a new creation. Imagine that, a new creation. How is it possible that you can be a new being? How is it possible for the leopard to change its spots or the zebra to change its stripes? That is impossible. But this is the miracle that God does. He says, the old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. What happens at your conversion is something that is truly remarkable and truly miraculous. God takes away all of your old sinful and evil desires and gives you new desires. Desires that want to live for Him, that want to pray to Him, that want to fellowship with other believers, that wants to actually go to church. This is the mark of a Christian, friends. If these things seem boring or dull or loathsome to you, if you can't stand prayer and the Word and all of these Christians, then perhaps you haven't been made a new creation, and you need to be made a new creation. How? By being in Christ. Turn away from everything that is holding you back and put your faith in Him and watch how God changes you. Watch how God transforms you. Watch how God takes your old life of sinfulness and rebellion and turns you into a new creature that loves to live for righteousness, that loves its Savior, that loves Jesus Christ and strives more and more to be like Him. Now, this doesn't mean that you will never ever sin again. This doesn't mean that you won't ever fall or stumble even as a Christian. But what it does mean, that when those things happen, when those times come, you are always ready to repent from your sins. It means that you are always ready to put your faith in Jesus Christ and say, I know that I have forgiveness in my Savior and I'm going to carry on pressing forward to the goal that is ahead of me, because I have been saved, because I have been set free, because I am a new creation.